You keep making them up as you go, man. Ooh. Okay, we're on page 274 in the Shar HaYichud V'Amuna in Rabbi Yoel Kahan's version. We're still finishing up the refutation of the incorrect understanding of the literal tzimtzum. As the Baal HaTanya says, it cannot be taken literally. And he quoted the Zohar and describing how in the higher world, the idea of there's no one, Hashem can comprehend the creatures, and the creatures cannot comprehend him. In the lower world, even though he fills the entire world, but it's not like the relationship like the soul with a body, where the soul is in the body, but it's affected by the body. Hashem does not, no effect happens him, no matter what we do down in this world. And this is what the commentary is continuing to elaborate on. This idea that although Hashem is very, very much part of this world we're in, but nothing in this world is able to grasp and comprehend Hashem. Even the higher realms of existence can't comprehend. Yes, sir.
Just one point. When we do the mitzvahs and other good things that we're supposed to, doesn't Hashem ship nachas from that?
Yes, but he doesn't change.
No, of course not, but he does that.
Again, it's not the him. It's the manifestation of the him.
Yeah.
But Hashem isn't any different of a Hashem.
No, of course
as not. Such as, let's say, you and I. You and I, if we're in a regular mood, if our children do something really nice, our mood changes.
Yes.
Our mood changes.
Yes.
So Hashem, because we're happy to see new good things coming from our children.
So
Hashem does not change no matter what we
right.
do. He'll respond.
What is our understanding of that when we say that?
Like I said, there is the actual reality of Hashem and what we call the manifest reality, the quote-unquote relationship side of Hashem, but that doesn't change Hashem. Okay, it does not change. Hashem knew before we did the mitzvah we're going to do the mitzvah.
Yes, that's true.
So how could it change?
No, it can't.
How could it change? How come you get nachas? You know why you get nachas? Because you didn't know if the kid would do something good or not.
Yes, I understand.
And now you see that new nice information. Oh, that's great. But with Hashem, there's nothing new. Can't be anything new because
so we really cannot make Hashem happy. We cannot do that.
That's right.
Okay.
But in terms of how he relates with us.
So now we're understanding we think that way.
In terms of how he relates with us, he relates with us as a person, as how a person who's happy with us would relate to us. But it doesn't affect him.
No, okay.
That's the point.
All right.
And, you know, it's no different than, there is consequences to what you do. So if you do the right things, then there's a good consequence that happens, and you get closer to Hashem. That's the change. You get closer.
So really,
we can change.
Yes.
We can
yes.
change. We can feel good about being
right.
near Hashem. Hashem can't get any closer to us as he is. But we are the ones who distance ourselves. And we do the mitzvah, we get closer to Hashem. And that makes us happier. Hashem gets nothing out of this. We get everything out of it. We get everything out of it. Hashem gets nothing out of it. So we're grateful that it's all meant for us and not for him.
So in other words, we have more control of this relationship.
Of course.
Than Hashem himself.
Oh, yes.
It's entirely
we are the variable. Hashem is not the variable.
Yeah. Okay.
If Hashem says, listen, if you like to be close to me and have a good life, this is the prescription.
Right.
If you don't, then, you're not going to get close to me. But Hashem doesn't single, I'm so lonely, I have no friends, let me go do a hobby. Doesn't work that way. Okay, so let's get to a further explanation. We're on page 274, upper right-hand side. Fifth line from the top of the page, Vahesber. Now he explains in further detail using another very deep logical discussion. Begidran Ivraim, when we talk about the nature of created beings, lokayim matzav, it's impossible for the following situation to occur. Lokayim matzav shedover nimtza b'makom asuyim, that something is found in a specific place, b'cholzos, and still al hamakom ein atofas umasika, so, and the place does not comprehend that which is in its place. If something has entered into a sphere of existence, it can't be that the place does not grasp what has gone into that sphere of existence. He's going to give an example very soon. Kasher or meir b'makom asuyim, let's say light illuminates into a specific place. Ha'or mashpia b'makom, the light influences that place. Hamakom naseh mu'ar, the place is now illuminated. So now we have sunlight that has entered a place. Let's say before sunrise, sun hasn't entered that room. Let's say you have a room in your house with a window. In the nighttime, sunlight does not enter your place. The sun now rises, and the sun now goes into your room. It affects the room. The room is illuminated by the sunlight. But if the room would not sense the light, what would that mean?
There's no light.
That would mean there's no light in that room. Right? You understand? So that's what he's saying. We're talking about created beings. There can't be a situation where something is in a place and we don't know that it's there. Or its effect, at least. Right? If you're saying that the light has gone into the room, then the room must be illuminated.
Right.
It's not possible for the light to go into the room and the room not be illuminated. Another example, udugma. Kolach ha-seichel, the power of intellect. Meir umiskat, where does it illuminate? Where does the power of intellect illuminate? B'moach shebarosh, in your brain, in your head. Bekach in such a way, shehamoach margish seichel, that your brain senses the intellect. Now, what part of your body doesn't sense the intellect? Your feet. Different than the feet that don't sense the intellect. Movement may love itself understood. You can't say you can't say that the intellect itself is found in the feet. But the feet from their side, they don't feel the intellect. Can't say that. If the feet can't feel and grasp any concept of intellect in their feet, there can only be one reason. So, somer shaseichel and nimsam, the intellect is not found in your feet. So let's even talk about the brain itself. Kasher adam lo made sugya. Let's say a person's learning Gemara, avolenema, but he doesn't understand it. Now, the teacher's teaching intellect. The brain is getting intellect, but so what? But you're not understanding it. I don't understand a word the Gemara is saying. I've been listening for half an hour. I don't understand a word you're saying. So, ein mashmos hadavar shebe'etzem sforas hasugya nimsu mocho. You can't say, well, really, the understanding of the Gemara is in your brain. El shreina margis, but you don't feel it. Can't say that. Im hulo no, ma'ivin as ha'inyan. If he doesn't understand the concept, so Someris, that tells us, shasvar, that the logic, adayin lo gilmo, has not yet reached your brain. You are learning a logical argument in Gemara, and you just don't get it. You don't understand it at all. So what does it mean? The logic's in your brain, but you just don't understand it? No, the logic has not got into your brain yet. It goes in your brain, you don't understand it. Okay? V'nimtza comes out. Shehahimotzo shel adavar b'makom. When something exists in a place, misvadas, it expresses itself, v'nimdedes, and it's measured, how much the place grasps what's in the place. And the more that the place is felt more, in Yana Sheldover, the more that the place senses the concept of the thing, the thing is there more. The more the place grasps the item that's there, the more that the item is there. Let's go back to the light. Kasher ha'or b'cheder me'umam. Let's say there's light in a dark room, right? So mer shor ha'cholosh nimtzer b'cheder. That tells us that the weak light is in the room. But it's not very strongly in that room. Let's say you've got a little, you've got a window with a shade, and there's a little crack that's open in the shade. So now there is light, but the room is still pretty dark. So that means there's not very much light in the room. You follow? Right? It's in, but not a lot. You say, oh man, it's a lot of light in this room. No, no, no. The room is still pretty dark. But when it illuminates the room very strongly, tells us the power of the light is also found in the room. The same thing regarding logic. Let's say Reuven is learning a Gemara, and he understands it perfectly. All the logic, back and forth, he's got it mamish on his head like that. The difference in him and Shimon, top of the next column, he only knows it superficially. Reuven knows, yeah, I know Abai has something to say over here. Rav has something to say. I know they're arguing, and it has something to do with Azok and Mamre. Okay, what are they arguing? I don't know. The other guy knows, no, they're arguing about this point, and he holds this opinion, he holds that opinion. So, okay. Now, what's going to be the difference? So, what's the pshat in Shimon? Who lo rak ad kama hasugya nirgeshes etzlam? So, one second. Let's say the whole sentence over here. The difference in Reuven, who learns the sugya properly, and Shimon, who only understands it, what's the difference? Hu lo rak ad kama sugya nirgeshes. It's not how much the topic is felt by them. Elad kama hi nimtzes b'gam, how much it's found in them. How much of the topic is in the brain? The guy who understands it better, more of the topic is in his brain than the other guy. B'mocha shel Reuven nimtzus omek hasugya. In Reuven's brain, the depth of the Gemara is in his brain. V'yetzel Shimon by Shimon omek hasugya. The depth of the Gemara isn't in his head. Ela rak hachelek hashed, only the superficial part.
But it's the same amount of knowledge that's coming in both of them.
No.
It's only up to the receiver to receive.
It didn't get in. If it got in, he'd know it.
The brain didn't feel it.
If it got in...
But the same source.
You have one source, but the source didn't get in. It didn't get in.
What stopped it?
The brain wasn't working so good. He was distracted. He didn't allow his brain cells to pay attention.
So it's not the amount that came in, absorb. It's the brain that didn't.
No, it doesn't get in. If it got in, you'd know it. When we talk about logic, if it gets in, then you know it.
If I spoke Romanian, it wouldn't go into the rabbi's brain, but it would go to your brain.
So that's me, the receiver.
Right. But how much of his words got in?
But it's the same amount of words that I hear, you would hear.
Hearing is the ears, not the brain. What you hear is not what you know.
So then it's me who's processing or not.
No, it's how much of the understanding of Romanian got into your brain.
All of it,
but for me, none of it. So none of the Romanian got it.
Same quantity of words were floating to me as it floating to you.
But it doesn't get in. I've got the sun. The sun's shining and the shades are down.
Right. But so, the sun is shining regardless.
Yeah, it's next regardless. Room, how come it's open. Not getting into the room?
The next door.
How come it's not getting into the room?
Yeah, the next room, the shades are open.
That's right.
So it's the same amount of sun that...
More sun got in one room. The other one, the sun didn't get in at all.
But it's the room that's stopping it, not... The sun itself.
It's the place, and the place is not allowing the sun to get in.
Right.
So when I don't understand Romanian, my brain doesn't let it in.
Right.
So it's not a problem. So the fact that I don't understand it means none of the Romanian got into my brain. That's all we're saying.
It doesn't exist. The sentence doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist.
Yeah, but what you said was the same for both of us. It's just that
It doesn't get in to me. Okay. His Romanian statements have not entered my brain at all. That's all we're saying.
Okay.
If something, for something to be in a certain place, the place must integrate it.
So it's the place's fault.
That's right. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, we're not arguing.
Okay.
But that's when it talks about physical things. You see, we're going to see a difference how it doesn't work by Hashem, though. Talmud, the reason is, we talk about creatures. For some of them, found in a place, it's not just the thing itself, the sun or the intellect. It's tied in totally on the rules of the place it's trying to get into.
Right.
The proof is, it's not possible for something to be in a specific place and at the same time it can't be seen. Either way, it doesn't matter. If the thing from its own self is found, it's going to be seen in that place. It's going to be felt. And if it's not felt and seen, it can't be there either. Right? The sun can, if the sun is felt in this room, it has to be in this room.
Yes.
But if it's not felt in this room, it can't be in this room. That's all. Very simple. As footnote 153 spells out. Kashar v'ilon mastir esor ha-shemesh, when the curtain conceals the light of the sun, umaneas yispashas v'cher, prevents the light from spreading out into the room, ha-or achein ein amatz v'cher, the light is not in the room. Aval ein shum efshar esha-or mitzudah yir v'cher, it's impossible to say the light is in the room, but it can't be seen by those in the room. Can't say that. That's not in the sun's control. The sun isn't that powerful to be in a room and not be seen. Because being found in the room depends on what's going on in the room.
That's right.
It's not its own thing. It's not possible. It's not up to the sun for the sun to be found in the room. It's up to the rules of the room. To allow the sun to get in. So now we think, mistakenly, that's the way it works with Hashem.
Yeah, well, okay.
That's the mistake. That's what he tells in the next paragraph. Ma she'ein kein or ein sof, for the infinite light of Hashem. It's not like the light of the sun. They just put a shutter and doesn't get in. Ein lo shum hagos, there's no limitations. Leis asar ponoy mineh, as the Tanya says, there's no place devoid of Hashem's light. It's found in every place on every level. Even if it has nothing to do with it, it's only possible. The fact that the infinite light is found in a place is not because of the rules of the place. Rather, it's unlimited. That's why it's found in every place. The infinite light, if you said, well, the infinite light's in this place. Oh, it's because that place let it in. No, it's only that place letting it in. It's because it's infinite. Venu nimzomer, he can be found and even illuminate. Gam kesher mitzad giriya moko venu, even though you ask anybody in the place, I don't see it at all. The infinite light is not like a normal physical thing. A normal physical thing can't be. I think it's one of Newton's laws, no? That one place can't be in two places at the same time or something,
yeah,
like that.
Something like that.
Right? But the infinite
occupy
the same space. There's the rules of space.
Two places are the same.
But Hashem has no rule of space. He's not a physical being. The infinite light's not a physical being. So it's not bounded by the limitations of the place that it enters.
So now, it's there all the time.
That's right. That's what it means, that no one can comprehend it, no one can grasp it, even though it's there.
Yeah.
Fascinating brackets on the next page. Fascinating brackets, 275. This whole concept can be explains a statement of the Gemara. Fascinating Gemara, Shuva Lalocha, that is brought in according to Jewish law. So we see how this idea of the infinite light even applies to the reality of Halacha. Alapasuk, the Pasuk says, Lekel Gomer Olai. Now, on that pasuk, the Gemara explains, Shekasher Bezdin Me'ubrim Es Hashana. If a Bezdin intercalates a year and adds a month to the year. Okay, so we have a rule. We have a rule that if a young maiden is intimate with a person, she loses her virginity. We know that. But there's an interesting halacha. If a very young girl has relations before she's 3 years old, then her virginity can come back. The hymen can, like, repair itself. That's what Gemara says. After three, can't fix itself up anymore. It's been broken.
I mean, we're learning about rape and stuff.
Well, whatever. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. This stuff, but that's just...
Okay.
The Talmud says that's a medical, physical reality.
And it is a reality?
You go ask a gynecologist. Gemara says so. Gemara says okay. So. I don't know how much studies they do on girls less than 3 years old have been molested. Anyway, so what happens if a girl... on the 17th day of Adar Rishon.
Okay.
That's her birthday. 17th of Adar is her birthday. On the 18th of Adar, a man molested her. She's over 3 years old.
Yeah.
And therefore, her Besulim will not come back.
Right.
But then on the 19th of Adar, the Bezin intercalated the year.
Right.
And added another Adar.
I mean, she wasn't three.
So she's really not 3 years old anymore.
Hey.
So the Gemara says her Besulim will return. So that shows you how much the halacha dictates reality.
So it's got nothing to do with reality. It's the halacha that tells you.
But where does the halacha come from?
Yes. The halacha is changing reality.
But where does the halacha come from? It's the will of God. Okay, so let's look back inside. Third line. Shekasher Bezdin Me'ubrim Es Hashana, when the Bezdin intercalates the year, Azai Besulecha Choshim, her virginity comes back. Bekach Mispate Habli Gvul Shalom, so that expresses the infinite reality without any boundaries of the reality of Hashem. Shofei Pasam, let's say a human judge wants to make a decision. A human judge. Shiv Sekhsakhi, he makes a ruling. Hapsak at small ish, their ruling doesn't change reality. You decide. You know what we're going to do? We're going to make a holiday. Labor Day is a holiday. That's a law. It doesn't change the realities of the world. It doesn't do anything. Even when Pope Gregory found out we were 12 days behind in the solar calendar, the Caesar's calendar. So he said, okay, we're moving it now. It's not October 8th, it's October 18th. That's it. In the 1500s, I don't remember. Right? It's not October 8th anymore. It's October 18th. We've lost 10 days. But it still doesn't change reality. It doesn't change reality. Hapsak din yochel ligrum sharam ha-shomeas hapsak yifal behatayim alav. Could be the ruling will cause the person who hears it to be influenced by it, yes. According to how he's influenced yes. by it. The judge rules that you have to pay money back to the government. Okay, so I guess I'll have to pay back money to the government. But you can't change the physical world with a psakdin. A ruling cannot change the way the world naturally runs.
No. Yeah,
you know, right. And the reason is obvious. Yeah. A psakdin is not a physical thing. A ruling is not physical. It can't affect physical things.
Right.
Because when you talk about the verbal ruling, has nothing to do with the physical world. Physicality and non-physicality are two different realms. Because what the judge says has nothing to do with the fact how the sun rises. Judge could say, you know, we rule the sun should not rise tomorrow. That ruling will not work. You know, there's nothing to the physical world. But the power of divine Torah, who built the move, it's totally not limited, just like Hashem isn't limited. There's no realm where the name of Hashem doesn't expand to. V'gam besug metzias k'zei, even such a reality, shemitzad gidro, based on its definition, and ishach kol ergo. You'd think that time has nothing to do with God's light. K'mitzias, well, it's a physical world. The woman's besulim, what does woman's besulim have to do with God's making an extra month of Adar? Gam shami spashet akor, therefore, but there too, God's light influences. Who Paul Mishanef, it changes the world. Okay, anyway, so that's just an interesting...
Hashem stopped the sun and the sky.
For Yoshua.
Yoshua.
That's...
Yeah.
Because Hashem is not... He can do that, because he's there the whole time.
No human being could do
that. That's a one time where Hashem... A miracle. Hashem reveals a little bit.
Right.
Shows you very little bit. Okay? Now, back to the main thought. Zua Siva, so back to Hashem over here. This is the reason. Shalom Ro, Shemit Siro Yisbarach, Humimimimim. So even though Hashem fills all the worlds, in spite of the fact that he mamish fills all the worlds, Humimimimim called Prada Prada, he fills every single detail. Manivra Machil Yarn from the highest creatures, Vanivra Machitach Tornish from the lowest creatures. Obviously, still all, Mitzanivram, but from the creature's perspective, who can look at him, it's like he's not around. Lace man, the toughest base, says that. No one grasps him. They don't grasp him. They must see him. They don't feel him. They don't understand him. Next, comma, feel him. Even the highest creatures, the angels, the highest ones, shall suck us up knowledge with that much greater intellect. They can't understand the infinite nature of Hashem. Because Hashem's being, existing, and any level of existence has to do with Hashem and not with the rules of the place. Now the rules of the place. So it is regarding the understanding of the Zohar that says Leis Man Tofis Bay. No one comprehends him. Who is Brachin and Itfas Vizam? Hashem is not grasped in their understanding of reality. And doesn't get any changes from the changes of this world. By the creatures, just like it's not possible for the light to be found in the place. The place doesn't grasp him. It can't be that the world itself is found in a place and it can't grasp and change what's going on according to its level. In other words, for the world, for the light, to get into a place that's different and lower than it, in a way the world can take it, let's say the sun wants to get into a room, but the room's only got a little crack. So then the sun, so to speak, has to squeeze itself through the crack if it wants to get in. It has to conform to the realities of the place it's trying to penetrate into. There's a brick wall, but a little crack. You want to get into there? You got to go according to the rules of the place you want to get into, and that place only letting you in get a little bit, and that's the only way you can get in. That's what he's saying. You have to match yourself to the place you want to get in. Yeah. So therefore the sun has to be influenced by the place. Leech stomped him, it's got to shrink. Lishtanus and change, behetim to coordinate, look him to the place it's going to be found in. And the lower the place is, Yosir Kach Gamat Sim Sashimil, he has to change even more. It can't be the way it really is and be found totally in the other place. Devakazesh, I can't be. How about the deep logic again? Let's say the rabbi understands a concept in the most profound way, and he's teaching a six-year-old. Okay, let's say Tzaddik really understands what Shabbos is, like really gets it. He's trying to explain Shabbos to a six-year-old. You're going to talk about the Neshama Yisera, the extra soul, and that the worlds are all elevating themselves and coming in contact with Hashem. He knows all that. But what can he tell the six-year-old? Now he's got to shrink himself down to get into the six-year-old brain. He says, oh, Shabbos is such a nice day. We rest a lot on Shabbos. We have nice meals. We don't work. Yeah, that's true. It's all true. But how much of the tzaddik's understanding of Shabbos penetrated the little kid's brain? Well, why don't you just tell him? Talk about Kabbalah. Talk about all that stuff. Because I ain't going to get into his brain at all. You can talk all day long. The kid's not getting it. Right? If you want the deep logic to get into the small-minded kid's brain, the logic's got to shrink. Lishtanus and change, but had them corresponding with Dargis on to the level of the student. If the logic didn't get corresponding to the kid's level of understanding, the kid's not going to get it. And then it won't be found in his brain.
That applies to this world. The same rules that no longer apply to Shamayim.
Well,
or do they?
I don't understand what you're saying.
I'm saying that
even the things in Shamayim, the things in Shamayim, Hashem, whatever Hashem gives is only going to be suited to the things in Shamayim's life.
Right, but will we understand then what Hashem is doing?
A little more, but still not everything. So like in this world, the window's just a little bit open. And next world's a little bit more open. Okay. But it's not wide open. Okay, we've got to stop it over here. We already went over half an hour.